Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. The clock is ticking for the Shapoorji Pallonji Group, which is staring at a $1.2 billion debt repayment by December, reports Deborshi Chaki. The group has pledged its entire stake in Tata Sons Limited as collateral. Mobilizing funds could prove challenging as the Tata Group has not consented to its plan to sell its Tata Sons shares. Lenders may seek more collateral or clarity on asset monetization plans. Meanwhile, the IPO market is luring more companies. Orkla India is set to go public, with its Norwegian parent eyeing a valuation of more than $1 billion, reports Ashwin Mohan. The proposed IPO of the owner of MTR Foods and Rasoi Magic Brands will likely be launched by November, market conditions permitting. Taiwanese electronics maker Pegatron is doubling down on its India ambitions. It is setting up a new factory in Chennai to manufacture 5G small cells for private networks in India and export markets such as Europe, Southeast Asia, and possibly North America, Danish Khan reports. Pegatron, one of Apple's key manufacturing partners, had been assembling iPhones at its Chennai facility. Turning to policy, the Insurance Amendment Bill is likely to be tabled in the winter session of Parliament. The government may, however, go ahead with raising the FDI cap in insurance to 100%, but shelve the composite licensing proposal for now, report Malvika Sundaresan and Meghna Mittal. The composite licensing proposal, which would let insurers offer multiple types of insurance, may need more deliberation by the insurance regulator and companies. India's push for homegrown tech is gaining momentum. The government will back technology that can stand shoulder to shoulder with global offerings, S. Krishnan, Secretary of the Ministry of Electronics and IT, said in a conversation with Chandra Ashrikanth and Aihik Sur. The government will focus on nurturing Indian alternatives that can match global technology majors, Krishnan said. Dalits are breathing easier. The city's average air quality index, AQI, is hovering around 110 in the first 9 days of October, the lowest level for this period since 2015, according to Ishan Gera. This improvement coincides with a near halt in farm fires across Punjab and Haryana, with the two states together reporting just one farm fire in the past 9 days, compared to 244 incidents last year and over 1,000 in 2023. And finally, Banuchandra Nagarajan analyses the fallout of the tragic Karur stampede that forced actor Vijay to pause his political campaign. Nagarajan draws lessons from N.T. Rama Rao's playbook, where the Telugu Desam founder's appeal lay in his commanding presence and organizational energy, while Vijay's outreach so far has leaned heavily on social media. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.